Now, as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ and called to be a prophet, I rebuke every member who is not here tonight that you got in that Baptist stance of coming to church just on Sunday. I rebuke you as your pastor. You don't watch me on television. Now, we got 1,371 people, a lot of people from all over the world watching. But if you are able to drive, just coming here on Sunday, you have no respect for my office. I'm going to have to break it. I watch it over the years. It's a Baptist thing. You go to church when you get ready. Y'all are missing a whole lot of things. You're missing, I'm not only teaching, but impartation is being released. The anointing is flowing. And so I'm not going to sit back to keep your membership. I'm going to rebuke you tonight and tell you, ask the Lord to help you make a change. And next Wednesday, you'll be here.
Amen.
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 Now, pastors can't do that.
Yes, sir.
Pastors scared of membership, but I'm not afraid of membership. They're coming from the east, the west, the north, and south. Matter of fact, we'll be praying tomorrow night about that. So I'm thankful for that. There got to be a change.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're trying to, with this type of grip that the Lord has given us in the spirit realm, we need to be hungry and we need to make second efforts.
Yes, sir.
Not just sit around. Some of y'all sitting there watching me now. You know, that's not right. That's disrespectful. I came out, I prepared hours and hours to be here to feed you. And if you were able to get here, those people online, if they was able to get you, they'll drive right on down here.
Yes, sir.
You right down the street, 20 or 30 miles away, and come only when you get ready. So I rebuke you third time. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Romans chapter 5. I know I haven't prayed. Romans chapter 5. We're going to look at two scriptures. Romans 5, 1 and 2 has high ingredients to understand the spirit world. It turns you from the law and work. The churches have been under the law and work. They have been trying to establish power with God by what they say or what they do. Saying and doing is important, but having a revelation of what God has done for you is more important. Having a revelation of what God has done for you through Christ on the cross will cause things to happen in your life out of the ordinary. Your prayer will change. Your confession will change. Your decrees will manifest.
Yes, sir.
All right? We're not talking about playing church now. We're talking about stepping in the full aspect of grace and faith.
Yes, sir.
The full aspect of grace and faith. There's some things you're not going to ever see, never experience, never do if you don't understand the life of grace and faith.
Yes,
grace is a powerful word. I told you grace is so powerful that it could be exchanged with cross.
Jesus.
In other words, everything the cross has in it, grace has it.
Jesus.
Now here we read two verses, and we're going to read another text that's going to set us into a different platform. Therefore, verse 1, Romans 5, 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God, thank God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also, now notice what the second verse says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, into this grace. So Satan's job has been to keep us from standing in grace. He wants us to stand in works, try to stand in the word without grace, And actually, you could exchange the word and grace, and they're the same.
Yes, sir.
Grace packed the word, and the word packed grace. And so, satanically, religiously, psychologically, demonically, Satan has somewhat robbed the church of the guarantee. Grace is a guarantee. You getting it?
Yes.
It's a guarantee because grace manifests finished work. And so it put a guarantee on your prayer, put a guarantee on your meditation, put a guarantee on your reading. It's a guarantee. So let's get it in your notes that grace is a guarantee.
Yep.
I like that. You like that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, grace is a guarantee.
From God,
through Christ, on the cross,
done deal.
Okay, so from now on, recognize that you have a grace backing. I like that too. A grace backing. I'm not by myself. See, I have a grace backing, and this is supposed to change your life. I don't care if you've been in church 50 years. These teaching, these impartations, these apostolic and prophetic moments we're spending together are designed to change your life to a deeper walk with God. I don't mind that meaning. I want a deeper walk with Him. Amen. And then I know I don't have to be perfect. Oh. See, people think they got to be perfect. And neither one of us perfect. We need grace. We need mercy.
Yes.
We need God's glory. Amen?
Yes.
Pulpit ain't perfect. You're not perfect. But thank God for grace.
Thank God for grace.
Now, notice the second verse. By whom also we have access. That word access need to be underlined.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's talking about access to the total provision of God.
Yes.
Through Christ. Access by faith into this grace. Access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
And then go to
hallelujah.
And the reason I rebuke my members, because they've never been rebuked before like that. The reason I rebuke them, because I love them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
They need to be here.
Yes, sir.
What? I said they need to be here.
Yes, sir.
You don't watch no apostle on TV, and you're a member of the church.
Come on, sir.
You must be not catching the importance. They're not catching the importance of the revelation and the positioning that God is putting us in for these last days. God is positioning us grace-wise that we can handle anything by faith and grace. Huh? Turn to Galatians now. And again, I guess this is part of the problem. In Galatians chapter 3, chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. I think this is part of the problem. I think this is part of the problem. I think we've made the church a football game or something, you know. And don't you know what, God? I got letters on my desk now. A lady said she was dealing with three cancer cases in her family. And she said she talked to the family members about some of the things I talked to, the ones she could talk to. When the other one got sick, they talked too. And two of them already healed. Cancer free. And the other one is going through, he's well able. So here in Galatians 2:20, it says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's talk about the cross now.
Yes,
then he goes on, the Apostle Paul says in verse 21, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Now that verse is telling us the church at large is trying to live by the law. Rules and regulations. Yeah, listen, rules and regulations, because I'm about to say something. Rules and regulations. You want to live by revelation.
Yes, sir.
Not by rule and regulation and religion, but you want to live by revelation, personal revelation.
Yes.
But God, yeah, not that strong woman you know, the strong man you know, but personal revelation for you.
Yes,
coming through the form of grace and faith. You may be seated. We're going to teach you some from tonight, operating in the Holy Spirit wisdom of grace according to faith. Operating in the Holy Spirit wisdom of grace according to faith. This time, it cometh to the body of Christ. We begin to operate in His grace. Got a question. What happens when grace and faith become one in your anointed understanding? What happens when grace and faith become one in your anointed understanding? Grace and faith carry an anointing that is beyond measurement. You heard me?
Yes,
when you learn how to operate in grace and faith, you're in the highest flow of the Spirit. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
now, the secret of wearing a strong grace and faith connection. Grace means that God has thrown all His doors open for us.
Yes,
wow. So tonight, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because you're always looking at the other person. I'm talking to you. God has thrown all doors open for you. Thank God. Hallelujah. Faith means we have thrown all our doors open to God. God opened His door, you open your door. Now all doors are open.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen.
Say all doors are open in my life.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about good doors.
Hallelujah.
Now, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I'm not only teaching you from revelation, I'm teaching you from manifestation. I'm living the life I teach.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know that. I'm living the life I teach. So I know it's possible.
Yes,
from to come from nothing to everywhere you want to go.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So everybody on the voice going everywhere you want to go.
Amen.
God wants you to be blessed.
Yes,
will you receive that tonight?
Hallelujah.
Listen to this very carefully. Grace is the giver.
Yes.
Faith is the receiver.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Boy said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself to me. And then He said, I will not frustrate the grace. If you want me to have it, I'm going to receive it.
Yes.
But I got to go His route.
Yes.
I can't go see the law was given to shut sin down. The law was given to let man know you can't make it by yourself.
Yes.
Nobody could keep the whole law. And so the law went for a long time. Then He switched over. He sent Jesus and put us in a grace space.
Yes, sir.
In other words, your shortcoming can't take you down.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all. See, I heard you now. Grace will make a gravy out of your weakness. Still tastes good. Somebody caught it. Given grace and faith, the wonderful privilege to unlock your wonderful life in Christ. There are some places going in the spirit world that are going to unlock for you. You're going to be reading the scriptures. You're going to be praying. You'll be praising God. And all of a sudden you see something you've never seen before. Because God knows He can trust you on that level. Are you receiving?
Yes, sir.
Now, I think the church been here. I got these two statements here. Frustrated grace or faith-filled grace. At large, the body of Christ has been operating under frustrated grace. Trying to make everything work. Praying 16 hours, but not just accepting what the Lord has done. So tonight, you move from all frustrated grace to faith-filled grace. Tonight, you're through managing sickness.
Yes, sir.
You deal with it. But masterfully, you know you have right to be healed.
Yes, sir.
And you have the right to be in health.
Yes,
we must not let medicine take the place of grace.
Yes,
medicine is supposed to be temporary relief.
Yes,
don't be satisfied till it leave you.
Yes,
put the sword on it. Call the word of God. What do you call the word of God? The sword of the spirit. And then the shield of faith quench all the fire dots he's trying to send with that. That's how powerful grace and faith is. And that's how powerful you should be. You should have, we have, the body of Christ should have the last word in this realm. Frustrated grace. Go back to the text. Go back to Galatians 2, verse 22. No, 22. I do not frustrate the grace of God. 21. You're 21. I do not frustrate. Thank you so much. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what am I to do? You must learn how to yield your spirit, your soul, and your body to God at all times. Now that's laid out in Romans 12. You know that? Turn to Romans 12. That's laid out in Romans 12 to lay it out. How to lay your spirit, your soul, and your body. I received the seed, a $600 seed. Romans 12, is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's the right scripture?
Yes, sir.
What about my people in the back? Where y'all at? Romans 12, 1. Sometimes I look at my Bible, sometimes I look up there. You must learn how to yield your spirit, soul, and body to God at all times. Other words, one of the dangerous things you got is your imagination.
Yes, sir.
It'll pull you in every direction, but the direction of your victory. It is not born. Your imagination is not born again. Your mind is not born again. So you must be in control by the anointing, in the spirit, led by the spirit. Led, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See?
Thank you, Father God.
So in order to operate in this grace life, or this grace proportion, you must learn how to yield your spirit, soul, and body. And Romans 12, 1 through 3 tell you how to do it. Very simple. Remain unlocked using the keys of prayer and meditation that'll keep you unlocked. Prayer and meditation. Are you ready to spend the days of heaven on earth? Well, look at that. Isn't that sad? Are you ready to spend the days of heaven on earth? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, come on, make some noise. I get them people on the line better than y'all. Hey, look at them, look at them, look at the hand, look at the hand, shout, look at the shout, look at them, look at, turn around, look at them. I want y'all to get it like that. Get it. Look at them. You sitting there, look at that. Days of heaven. use the keys of prayer and meditation. Here's another thing. Now, this is going to sound kind of light to you, but it's so important. I need you to listen with the intent to do.
Yes, sir.
So write in your note, I must listen with the intent to do.
Yes.
Because it's not going to do no good unless you do it. No matter how anointed I may get up here, what I might say, how powerful it is, but the book says, don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word. You will experience the Holy Ghost working through you constantly. And what a joy it is. Experience the Holy Ghost working with you, through you, with you, constantly. I've been 50-something years, I can't shake it. All day long. I wrestled with the Holy Spirit an hour about grace this morning, right before I got up. He got in the bed. And him and I are rattling with grace. This is no fake life. It's a real life. You can walk with him and talk with him. He'll touch you. He'll grab your hand. His presence. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. His presence. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How precious is his presence? And it's all stocked in grace. And that's why the enemy don't want us to function in grace. When he do teach about grace, he teaches the wrong way. Grace is permissive for sin. No, when you operate in grace, you don't want sin. You see so much, you say, I'll be a fool to do this. Grace pull you out of sin. Grace ain't putting up with no sin. I want to be holy. When you operate in grace and faith, you experience the Holy Ghost working through you constantly. It's a demonstration of the Spirit and the power. Every Christian has supernatural potential on the inside of them, waiting to manifest on the outside. Here we got potentials will not be fulfilled by pretenders. Now you being here tonight, it means you're more closer to God than the one at home. I know y'all don't want to say nothing, but I'll say it. I'm. Yet we won't use God. We won't pray. And God do this for me, do that for me. God said, won't you take care of my business? Won't you witness and get somebody saved? I said, you got people been in the church 40, 50 years. They never witnessed to nobody. Now, I don't hold them. I hold the pulpit. Because I've been in the pulpit 50 years. I hold myself. Should have been had that soul winning app. I ain't too sharp on technology. But God gave me that revelation. We got it going. Thousands of people being saved. Hallelujah. The supernatural is grace and faith operating in their oneness. I never heard that before. The supernatural is grace and faith operating in their oneness. In other words, grace plus faith equals supernatural. Now watch what happened to your life. Everything will change once you learn this. Your potentials have been smothered by procedures. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Your potentials have been smothered by procedures. Going through church procedures. My God. Notice I ain't putting nobody down, but the one who hollered, that's who you're talking about. Yep. Notice 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body. Your whole spirit and soul and body. The only place you save is in your spirit. So you got to take control of your soul and your body. What about that mind? What about when a parent hits you with their mind say? Oh. Soon as a parent hits you, rebuke it. Resist it. And tell it, no, you don't have no right to be here. Tell it the same thing tomorrow. Next day, he's finally going to leave.
Yes, sir.
Why? It's messing with private profit. See, you telling me I'm private property? Come on. Are you telling me I'm private property? Absolutely. That's what the Holy Ghost just said. Every child of God is private property. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Go back to the text there in Romans before I go any further. Romans 5. Because those two verses are saying so much. Therefore, being justified by faith, first verse, we have peace, the first verse of the fifth chapter, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for peace.
Thank God for peace.
By whom we have access, now look at this here, by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So that's why Satan many years ago took grace out. He took grace out, in other words, out of the mind of people, out of the pulpit, and so people don't recognize how powerful grace is. In order to operate in grace properly, spiritual operation must take place continuously. You must be operated on. Look at Hebrews 4:12. and John 6:63. One moves you to the other one. Hebrews 4:12. Permit the Lord to operate on you. Mm-hmm. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine asunder of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and discerner of the intent of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's not the word. The word operate on you. Yes. Now, you know he says, my word, they are spirit and they are life.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you look at John 6:63, we got to get there.
Yes.
John 6:63, real powerful. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. The word that I speak, wait a minute now. The word that I speak to the person sitting next to you. If I don't speak it to you, if you just read it, it has no spirit, it has no life. But if you stick with it long enough, and you and I start talking, then it becomes spirit and life. Hallelujah. Praying in the spirit on purpose to stay connected to the supernatural flow in you. Praying in the spirit, it keeps you connected to a supernatural flow that's on the inside of you. I cannot deny Romans 8, turn to Romans 8, 26 through 28. It gets to the end, it says all things work together for good for them that love God. That's a wonderful statement, isn't it? In that those three verses, Romans 8, 26 through 28, your infirmities mix with the mind of the Spirit, the mind of the Spirit mixed with the will of God. The will of God is mixed with your love for God, and it's mixed with the calling of God.
Yes, sir.
That's another one.
Yes, sir.
The what is it?
Purpose.
Purpose of God. So what we got here? We got infirmities, mind of the Spirit, will of God, what else? Y'all got a Bible?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to go over it again. Romans 8, 26 through 28. You got to know. You got to know you recognizing your infirmities is important. Don't act like you don't have them.
That's right.
That's what Satan wants us to do. He wants to act like I prayed and I took communion and I don't have to go through all that. No, you recognize, hey, you still got infirmities.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then the mind of the Spirit and the will of God and your love for God and the calling of God and the purpose of God, that would cause all things to work together for you.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
And all that is in grace and faith.
Yes, sir.
That's why I keep teaching on grace. I thought I was going to get off it. The Lord said, no, keep imparting it. It's so important. I skipped John 6:63, but I better go back to it. John, I want you to see that. John 6:63. I think I may have went to it. But it's so important. That voice is so important. It is the spirit that quickens the flesh, profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, that's right. I dwelled on, I speak unto you. They are spirit and they are life. Personal. Now, with these things in mind, you're going to be stepping into high flows of anointing. What do you mean by that? Luke 4:18. Stepping into high flows of anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Preach the gospel to the poor. You're supposed to be preaching the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Yep. He sent me to heal a broken heart. You're supposed to be healing the broken heart.
Yes, sir.
To preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind. You're supposed to be doing that.
Yes, that's right.
half of your life missing if you're not doing that. Because God sends people to you. And if you listen while they're talking, they're begging you, say something.
Yes.
Then your anointing increase, you see. Stepping in the flow of anointing. Letting supernatural faith flow on daily basis. Letting supernatural faith flow on daily basis.
Yes, sir.
And you write these scriptures down. Hebrews 2:1-4. Hebrews 4:1-3. Because I got something I want to get. Turn to Proverbs 10:22. I'm going to make a statement, then I want you to catch it. Proverbs 10. Now, I have no reason to hate this verse. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he added no sorrow with it. Do y'all like that verse?
Yes, sir.
Read it out loud.
The blessing of the Lord.
Some of y'all ain't reading. Read it again. Now, you shouldn't be saying these things in church. That's for football players and basketball players and rock and roll singers. Christians know very little about this. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. How did the Lord say that to me? About tithes and offering and sowing. You're dealing with prosperity improperly if you're not a tither.
That's right.
You're dealing with prosperity improperly if you're not a sower. You're messing up your own books. But all that changed tonight.
Yes, sir.
Tithe and sow, children. Tithe and sow. Prosperity Revival coming at that. Thing by calling a Money Coming Conference. I'm going to teach on Money Coming. All, God desire for all his children to be rich.
Yes, sir.
You can't say amen to that?
Yes.
With your lazy self. Come on, yeah. All blessings are ready to flow. They cannot be blocked anymore. All blessings are ready to flow. They cannot be blocked anymore. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he had no sorrow with it. Here the Lord says, you're being trained how to yield to the outpouring of God's presence, plans, and provision, and power. We'll give you a scripture for that in a minute. You're being trained how to yield to the outpouring of God's presence, plans, and provision, and power. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. Let's rejoice a minute. Listen to the rest of this voice, these voices. Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately. And because to come down for you to rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Go to the next verse. And your floor shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. My. Go to the next verse. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Go to the next verse. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Your shame is over. Hallelujah. 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 Go to the next verse. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Go to the next verse. He's talking to you now. It shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream, and your young men shall see vision. Go to the next verse. And also, upon the servant and upon the handmaid in those days will I pour out my spirit. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to the next verse. And I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillar of smoke. Go to verse 31. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. But look at verse 32 now. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, and the Lord has said, and in the remnant, that is, whom the Lord shall call. I've told you we're in a remnant stage in the spirit realm in this ministry. I think of my wife and I, and I've been Leroy Jr. talking about Gideon army. What he started out with, 32,000? Then the group went back, Kelly's group, end up with 300. I'd rather have 300 people who locked in than to have 5,000 just straggling around and don't know what they're doing. Come on. Sit down a minute. I had to skip some. Look at Deuteronomy 11:21. Look at this voice. That your days be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven on earth. Oh, my. So when you learn to function in grace and faith right, you'll be spending days of heaven on earth. Nothing and no one can stop you now in this life and the life to come. You're learning how to continue to activate the divine power that is within you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'll get into this for a few moments. The Lord really dealing with me about it in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 10. I think I talked to you something about that.
Yes.
But it's not just gift, but it's administration and operation. That's important because gifts are dangerous if they're not administered properly.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But the power always been waiting to flow. There are keys to activate this power that will be given to you by gifts, administration, and operation. I'm not going to get into it. I'm just touching it. Now, I want you to hear this. Amazing grace and amazing faith produces an amazing life. Amazing grace and amazing faith produces an amazing life. Most people who were singing Amazing Grace didn't know nothing about it. Now, we didn't hit our mamas and grandmothers, and everybody's out there hit. I know that. But they didn't know, they really didn't know, like we're talking about now, how powerful they are on earth. Not when everybody trying to get to heaven. The spiritual condition of one governed by the power of divine grace. You must permit a grace invasion in your life now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want you to get by yourself and say, grace invade me.
Grace.
Here's a word from the Lord. Holy Spirit, give me divine energy in my spirit, soul, and body, that I may flow in the will of God faithfully and properly. Living in a divine zone of no impossibility. Helping others to experience your goodness and your mercy. Having testimony, evidence, mysteries, and secrets of God. Great potentials are knocking at your door. Not getting in the spirit, but living in the spirit. This may be a repeat, but I want to get it on as many tapes as I can. And I'm going to get a few minutes on it. What happens when grace and mysteries unfold in our lives? You ready? It will move your life into a zone of completion. I may have given to you already, but I want you to have them again. It will render the enemy helpless against the power of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
It will shut down, and this is going to happen here in these last days, shut down a parade of pretending. It will put your faith in a producing zone. Oh, listen to this one. The law and self-effort will not determine your outcome in no situation.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Divine performance. What I said?
Divine performance.
Will flow on a daily basis by your faith. Things are going to be happening for you divinely. Supernaturally, unexplainable. Watch this. Others who are struggling will know you have the answer. Because they'll see you in the same position to struggle, but you just won't struggle. And the reason you won't struggle, you know you're temporary. You're coming out. You got fuel on the inside of you. You got understanding. You got wisdom. What? Come on now. On the inside of you, knowing that anything against me is temporary. When Jesus died on the cross and they buried him, he knew there was going to be a resurrection. So when you got a problem, when you're dealing with a situation, online, you hear me? You're dealing with a situation, know that there's a resurrection for it. This thing ain't going to be in my life all my life. I'm coming up out of here. You're wearing that type of anointing. And that's why I want you to function in grace and faith. Learn more about it. Divine performance will flow on daily basis by your faith. Listen very carefully. The Messiah, with all divine impact, will constantly be released in the atmosphere of your presence. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. The Messiah, with all divine impact, will constantly be released in the atmosphere of your presence. In other words, wherever you are, all the power of Jesus is going to be released. And the good thing about you know is that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Your fearing days are over. I'm going to go a little farther. Transforming wisdom is on the horizon. Your life is moving into another zone. You ready? You will make impacts in your life that you have never seen before. I'm talking to everybody under my voice right now. You're going to make impacts in your life that you've never seen before if you follow the instruction and let the Holy Ghost have free course. Let the grace flow. There are many mysteries that are ready to unfold. The believer must function in a grace anointed life atmosphere. I was writing and praying. The zone, y'all better hear this.
Yes, sir.
Y'all better hear this.
Yes, sir.
The zone of increase is knocking at your door right now. Open the door and let the grace of Christ put your life in place. You listening? That's enough for one night, Leroy. Let me hear some hallelujahs.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on, get up and give him some praise. Get up and give him some praise. Drink and eat. Drink and eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Say this with me. Lord God, my future and present
is so bright.
Thank you tonight.
I see things
I never seen before.
I'm hearing things
I never heard before. And I'm about to do some things I've never done before. Grace is upon me. Strong grace. And I yield to it.
Thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the cross.
Thank you for the resurrection.
Thank you for the ascension.
Thank you for the seated position.
Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit.
Thank you
for coming back
to get us
at that day.
But meanwhile,
we're going to take over.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.